Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with a very busy weekend ahead in sport.
Huge weekend, yeah. So we'll race through everything, starting with some breaking news that Egypt forward Mo Salah has signed a new 2-year contract with Liverpool.
Fantastic.
Not sure the fans were expecting that. There had been doubts he would stay because he had made comments about possibly moving, but he now has the chance to add to his 243 goals. Elsewhere in the golf, lots of drama in round one of the Masters. Justin Rose leads, but a disastrous finish cost Rory McIlroy. Here's Greg Allen.
The story of round one centred primarily on the remarkable 7-under-par 65 of Justin Rose, which leads the field here by 3 clear shots. But it was so hard to escape another all-too-familiar Augusta tale of turmoil for Rory McIlroy. If he somehow contrives to win the Masters on Sunday, he'll truly have to face down the demons, which seemed to rear their heads yet again yesterday, when after covering the first 14 holes and 4-under-par, he then chipped his third shot into the pond on the 15th for one of 2 double bogeys in the last 4 holes that left him with a level par 72. Afterwards, he left the recorder's office for the practice ground, avoiding questions while clearly looking for answers. Shane Lowry fared one shot better yesterday with a birdie on the 18th for a 1-under-par 71, and playing in his 10th Masters, he knows only too well the mind-unsettling challenge of Augusta, which requires patience and then even more patience, all of which was aptly exemplified by his final hole birdie yesterday to take him up to 11th place and into subpar figures.
It was very nice to birdie the last look. There's no doubt that's going to make dinner taste way nicer. Hopefully, give me a kickstart going into tomorrow morning now, and I can get out there and get after it.
That was a round where typically you were enormously patient. You have to just keep concentrating the whole way to the finish line, don't
you? Yeah, this course gives you nothing. You have to just be patient. And the thing is, you're used to playing on tour every week, and there's leaderboards, and you see the whole leaderboard. You only see the top 10 here, and you feel like everybody's going well. But, you know, you come in and you shoot one under, and you feel like, oh, I'm actually doing all right here. I'm happy with my day. You know, something in the 60s tomorrow would be nice to get me into sort of contention at the weekend.
44-year-old Justin Rose opened with 3 consecutive birdies and made 5 more in a 65, which gives him that 3-shot lead on 7-under, over a 3-way tie for second place on 4-under, which includes defending champion Scottie Scheffler, while there's another notable challenger, the US Open champion Bryson DeChambeau, lurking just a stroke back on 3-under after a 69.
Now onto soccer news, and Ruben Amorim says he remains really confident in goalkeeper Andre Onana, despite his 2 mistakes costing Manchester United a Europa League win at Lyon. The game ended 2-2. Onana, described as one of the worst goalkeepers in Manchester United's history ahead of the game by Lyon midfielder Nemanja Matic, who had hit back after Onana said the Red Devils were way better than the French side. But Onana at fault for both Lyon goals. Lenny Yoro and Josh Zirkzee got the United goals. Ironically, Rangers made the decision to drop their out-of-form goalkeeper Jack Butland, but his replacement, Liam Kelly, saved a penalty in their nil-all home tie with Athletic Bilbao. Rangers played most of the game with 10 men. Spurs could only manage a 1-1 home draw with Eintracht Frankfurt. They were a bit unlucky not to win it. In the Conference League, Chelsea won 3-0 at Legia Warsaw. Now, the domestic action tonight in the Premier Division, leaders Drogheda go to Derry, St Pat's are in Cork, there's a sellout at Talca Park as champions Shelburne play Bohemians, and as we heard earlier, Shamrock Rovers are wary of Waterford, even though Waterford have been on a bit of a poor run lately. The top game in Division 1, meanwhile, sees Dundalk host Cove Ramblers. In rugby, the Irish women's team have their captain's run ahead of tomorrow's clash with England in Virgin Media Park in the Six Nations. England unbeaten in Six Nations since 2018. They trounced Ireland last year. But as Ireland head coach Scott Beaman told us earlier, he's still upbeat. But what about the European club action in rugby? Leinster coach Leo Cullen makes 6 changes for tonight's big Champions Cup quarter-final against Glasgow at the Aviva. The match is live on Radio 1 and RT2 television. And to look ahead to it and the chances of Munster and Connacht, we're joined by Donal Lennon. Morning, Donal.
Morning, Des.
6 changes for Leo. Is that a surprise?
Not really. Look, they've so much riches in Leinster. You win 62-0 last week and you make 6 changes. But 3 of those, Tadhg Furlong back starting in the front row for the first time in ages. Jordy Barrett, 68 times capped All Black, comes into the centre. And for me, probably one of the more exciting changes, Tommy O'Brien on the wing. I think he's an outstanding young player. Gave Makazola Mpimpi, a double World Cup winner with South Africa and the Sharks, a hard time when Leinster beat the Sharks last time out. So it's an exciting Leinster team. But they're up against a resilient Glasgow side who certainly will be a lot more difficult than Quinn's last week. You look at Glasgow, they won away in the semi-final against Munster and Thomond Park last year and the final in Loftus-Versfeld to beat the Bulls in the URC. So they have pedigree, but unfortunately I think too many guys out injured. Tua Pilotti, Hugh Jones at the centre, Xander Fagerson up front. So I'm expecting a Leinster win.
All right. Now, Munster go to Bordeaux tomorrow afternoon. It's tough. Can they do it twice in a week?
Yeah, look, it's logic says it has to be Bordeaux, but you know Munster as well as anyone. They defy logic so often. You have to give them a fighting chance. I think it's a huge plus. Alex Nankiville, who has had a suspension lifted during the week, so he's back in the side. Munster have momentum, but, you know, Bordeaux on their day, they're second in the top 14. They picked an understrength side against Ulster last week, but I think Munster will take heart from the fact that Ulster scored 5 tries in that game. I give Munster a real fighting chance, but you know, you'd expect Bordeaux to come out on top.
All right, and Connacht then have Challenge Cup action, Donald. They play Racing tomorrow night.
Yeah, the Challenge Cup has been great for Connacht. The league hasn't gone so well. Racing are lingering in 11th place in the top 14. So I give Connacht a great chance at this one if the crowd gets behind them. Racing, the typical French side, they don't travel that well. So I think Connacht might cause a shock and make the last 4 of the Challenge Cup, which would be a brilliant achievement.
Indeed it would. OK, Donald, enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for joining us. In Gaelic games, we have big league finals this weekend in ladies football and camogie. The men's All-Ireland football champions Armagh begin the defence of their title in Antrim. And there's some very evenly balanced games in Leinster. But our analyst, Paul Flynn, you think Tyrone versus Cavan could be the pick of the weekend?
I do, Des. There are a lot of good games, particularly in Leinster, with the Meath Offaly game being the pick of them. But I'm heading up to Oma with RTE for the Tyrone Cavan game. And look, on the face of it, people might think this is a straightforward game for Tyrone. I don't see it that way. Tyrone obviously, you know, got relegated on 7 points, which was disappointing for them. But they put in some good performances against Dublin and Donegal, which were impressive. But Cavan's Division 2 form this year has been really good. They're one kick of the ball away from promotion. Disappointed, they had a 2-point opportunity against Cork and they just maybe rushed it. And that could have been a big difference for them. But look, Cavan have been very impressive at the back. Some new young players in Niall Carolan and Sean McAvoy's been excellent in midfield. And Grove McKernan and Darren McPhee the scoring threat up front. But Tyrone, you know, we obviously know the quality that they have. They have a new look defence, but they still rely on Kennedy in midfield, McKernan coming from deep in the half back line, and Derek Canavan and Darren McCurry to get their scores up front. Tyrone, for many people, they see them having a good run in the championship this year. And I agree, if they can get momentum, they're a hard team to stop. But they need to treat this game with the highest amount of respect because this Cavan team will pose a serious threat. Tyrone win for me, but just by the finest of margins.
All right, that's Paul Flynn. In cricket, the Irish women's team due to be playing the West Indies in Lahore at the moment, the game delayed because of rain. And we've 2 race meetings this evening, Ballinrobe and Dundalk.